Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, host of the Love by Intuition show and founder of the and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 broadcast here right at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio, where we reach five states just by turning the dial in your car or in your home. And then for those, they can go online, DreamVision7Radio.com, and just click the 1510 AM button and listen worldwide. And I should mention that the Love by Intuition show is heard Monday through Friday on our own station, syndicated with some others, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we usually, with our guests, air the shows twice when it's brand new, Tuesday and Friday. So that's our show today, will be found there. We have a super duper show for you, The Power of Your Word with Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff. She is a two times, I believe, author, and this book is all about its Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Treatments, and Meditations on the Word of God. This is a brand new book, and I'm going to stop right there because later, anytime during the show, after the first segment, I'll give out the call-in numbers because we are giving a bonus away. The third caller that calls into the station, and Sean is in the house, the third caller will end up receiving a book of Linda's, this Songs of Eternity, hot off the press. So remember, I'll be giving the numbers out after this first segment. It's a treasure trove for the spirit. This exquisitely elevating book contains 52 timeless instructions for manifestation on every subject imaginable, each followed by a deep, empowering meditation for incorporating the particular sacred principle involved. All-inclusive of every subject from divine creation to divine manifestation to divine fulfillment, prosperity, immortality, healing, and romance, you will find the glorious manifesting key for your success in the highest and most enduring, soul-uplifting way. Now, Dr. Linda is also a noted Broadway, film, and television actress, having played leading roles opposite such time-honored and contemporary stars, including Rex Harrison, Christopher Lloyd, and Danny DeVito, of all people. She is a native of the Boston area, and we are honored to have her today. So welcome to the show, Dr. Linda.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for that great introduction.
And we should mention, you've been on the show before, and people can go on the LBI archives and hear about that show for your first book. But I'm really excited about sharing what this book is all about. And yeah, if it's anything like the first one, which I know it is, everyone should have a copy in their home. So so what brought you to write the second book?
Well, I have realized over many years of working with persons and working with universal law and principle and understanding that our word is the manifesting power in our life, you know, that I fully understand and know and see and have seen how profound the changes are for people when they change their word about a thing. And so, this book is poetic in style and has two parts to it. Part one is called The Principle, Declarations of the Immortal Soul of God. And the way that operates is that there's a, you look up whatever you're interested in, like divine fulfillment or immortality or perfect health or divine romance, whatever you may be interested in, you simply go to that subject, and there's a short instruction, but very, very powerful, that tells you that in order to, what key, you know, what manifesting key, so it means that when you want to manifest something, you have to rise to a certain level in consciousness. And I'm sure everybody's heard the statement, as I rise, all rises to meet me. And that means that when you, your outer circumstances reflect the level of your consciousness about a thing. And so so you get this short instruction that helps you to align within yourself and within your thinking and your emotions so that you can manifest. Like, you know, a violin out of tune can't play a symphony, right? Mm. So you have to tune, literally, you know, your thoughts and your feelings about something to have success in that matter. And so that's a short instruction. And then it's followed by a meditation, which is for the purpose of grounding it within you. You know, when you meditate upon a certain concept and you speak words to yourself, whether it's silently or out loud, it has a resonance in your entire consciousness, within your entire self. It's like the lights go on.
And there is a difference in how you say it and the words, because if you're like, please, oh, please, God, please, can I have this?
Yeah. We do not beg. You know, we accept and we claim. So these I am statements, you know, that are the meditative form for part one, they are declarations of being. In fact, it says declarations of the immortal soul of God. And what do I mean by that? I mean that this I am is the central flame of everyone's existence. And when you speak words from the center of you, which is that eternal, ongoing life in you, whole, complete, and perfect, that we tap to some degree, or, you know, lesser or greater, but the objective is to get to only when you use that word, I am, saying statements of truth to yourself, which then affects your whole body chemistry. You know, feelings follow thought, so you can imagine the power of thought. And when we say, you know, I feel sick, or I feel this, or I feel that, or I am, it's okay to say I feel this way, but you need to recognize that I am, for example, the eternal health of spirit. That's the truth of the identity. And when you say these words, you literally alchemize your entire experience. No, it's said in the Bible that God gave man dominion over earth, lands, and seas. What does this really mean? It means, how do you have dominion over all of this? Through your consciousness, through the word. The word means a lot. It's, you know, your beliefs, how you're characterizing a situation, how you characterize the possibilities for yourself. And you want to learn to be only speaking words that are eternally true, that are of the wholeness, completeness, and perfection. So, for example, you may be feeling down about something or that you can't do something. You may feel, I can't, such a strong word. But I am in you, can always. So you can say, I feel this way, but then it's so essential to accelerate your life and to transcend wherever you may feel stuck, to essentially move as quickly as possible when you recognize yourself saying statements of defeat. Imagine God and you can't, you know?
Right.
The entire life and you can't. It's not true.
So exactly.
For this reason, so we can say, you know, it's important to recognize your feelings of the moment, but then it's also very, very important. I believe very much in this, and throughout all my books, I do it in different ways. You need the tool, the implement to activate, because your word is the creative power in the universe. It activates a whole chain of cause and effect.
Right.
So you say,
and if I may interject as well, when you know that the power of the word, and no one is forcing us to think the words or say the words, we are in total free will with our words and our thoughts. And when you realize that, you understand the power of not only what you can do, but also the power of what you're bringing back to yourself with what you say.
Oh, yes. You know, one of the great metaphysical authors, Ernest Holmes, has a great statement that I just love. And it says, let nothing proceed from my mouth or my heart, you know, those hidden thoughts, that I do not want to see returned unto me, right? That's
yes.
The law of cause and effect. And the deepest level of cause is the I, what you identify within. And, you know, experiences don't have any characteristic, either negative, positive, of their own. So it's important for people to learn that experiences are neutral. They're just energy. So where you have the power is, well, and this is why we bless circumstances before we even understand them. You know, once you get into spiritual treatment, you realize how powerful your consciousness is and that you are the director. You are the divine director there.
Yes.
So, For your best results, even when we don't understand them, you know, because this is beyond understanding. This is higher than mind. This is the spiritual reality and the power behind all. So when you say something goes bump in the night and you say, well, I bless it, it's going to bring good to me, you know. So someone steps on your toes and you say, I bless it, it's going to bring me great, great, great good. So you have the total power of what you're going to do with that circumstance. And the greatest power is not in mental forcing. It is not in even in positive thinking, because you could still have hidden feelings.
Right.
The opposite, you know. And really, according to what the sum total of what you're thinking and feeling is what's going to manifest to you. So the greatest path is to go beyond one's self of the moment, you know, and go into the eternal being where the allness and completeness is, and that is the I am, humongous power of light and creative power in you. And when you're identified with that and not with your circumstances, you have enthroned God within you. You have enthroned the eternal power that manifests all the universe in perfect harmony, completeness, wholeness, and perfection. So when people are working, you know, you need these tools. And this tool is really the poetry of the soul, you know. And when people work with part one or part two, which I'll talk about in a little bit, when you work with this material, you know, should go to a place of bliss, a place of beauty, a beautiful garden, a quiet place, because when you drop the words in a contemplative state into your consciousness, it is like water for the soul, and it enlivens every nerve tissue, your heart. Your entire being starts to soar when you tell yourself the truth of your eternal identity. So, you know, you should really take time and treat it like a meal, I am just eating, you know, ingesting, absorbing this truth. And what happens is that when you speak the words of the particular meditation, you know, even out loud is very good because, you know, writing, speaking, feeling, contemplating, which is deep thought about a matter, all of that nurtures the system in you. And it's the point of prayer. It's the point of meditation to get you.
Dr. Linda, can you speak up a little bit? Or I know you must be in the moment because I can feel it.
Oh, okay. Are you able to hear me now?
Speak closer to the phone so we can hear you clearly.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. I just want everybody to hear every word
what I
that
said.
You...
So, and anyway, that's the first part of the book is in that manner, and it puts you in the seat of power and peace about whatever you may be dealing with, and then puts you back in the driver's seat where you belong. And so part two is different, and it's just a different way of getting to understand the truth. And it's called part two is bringing the application, bringing heaven to earth. And what I mean about that is a practical application to your every ordinary experience. And when you go to, when you want to rise in consciousness and you want to achieve the success that will not be like a house of sand and won't leave you, you need to be operating by the highest truth. So, and you need, again, a tool. So I always try to give a tool of some sort. So this contemplation starts with an idea for first, the idea that we're contemplating in part two, the first one, is in God, there's no need to compromise. Those are powerful words, right?
Mm. Yes. So,
and they are true words, yet we feel all the time that we have to, you know, we have to live at a lesser level and so on. So anyway, that has a story that tells the reader about something that I may have been through where I realized a spiritual idea and applied it to a circumstance I was in and the great results that happened. So you get the story, and then in the second part, that too is followed by a different type of meditation, which is, again, going within and then applying to whatever area, you know, for instance, after reading it, the lights will go off and say, gee, I'm compromising here, I'm compromising there. And you get re-centered and you get re-empowered and centered in your spiritual source, you know, that doesn't have any difficulty. You know,
right.
How could anyone get well unless wellness were the nature of the universe itself? You know?
Good point.
So the more of the wholeness that one can realize, the more they can manifest. It's a very orderly system. And so it's up to us, the individual, to cultivate the that depth of spiritual connection so that it becomes so at hand. You know, you're in the middle of a meeting, things are going awry, you can get centered right away, and you can bring the whole room back into the center and come up with a divine solution for whatever the issue may be. So I say God is very practical. You know, God is awesome. Universal laws and principles are just, you know, it's such a limitless fountain, and we have such limitless capacity in us, but we bring it out, you know, in the circumstances that challenge us, right? That's
right.
Where we can see universal principle in law, God, you know, we can see the allness at work. So one wants to get to a point where no matter what is going on, you are always immediately moving in your response to it into the field of wholeness and completeness in your thoughts, you know, to yourself.
Right. And now, we're going to be coming up on a break, and I wondered when we come back, would you like to give a couple of examples? Like, one of the ones I love is living the miracle consciousness, and the way you say when you experience it, and I know exactly what you're speaking of, it's so exciting, it takes your breath away, yeah. Or it comes so swift knocking at your door that you're off your feet. So if we could come back with, a sample of that or there is nothing to heal, because so many people I know are experiencing health issues, some of them more dramatic than others, and they may need some assistance in altering their thoughts or their thinking and words.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so, everybody, we're going to be taking a break. If you want to get in touch with Dr. Linda, I'm going to spell out her website, because it's ReverendDrLindaDeKalf.com, but it's Rev, R-E-V, Dr. D-R, Linda, as we know, and DeKalf is D-E-C-O-F-F. So ReverendDrLindaDeKalf.com, and that's where you can purchase your book. But again, when we come back from break, we'll be giving out the numbers for those that want to call in. And remember, the third caller will win this new book, Songs of Eternity, hot off the press.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double-click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Everyone, you're listening to the Love by Intuition show here at 1510 AM. It's a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. We are with author Dr. Linda DeKalf and her brand new book, Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Treatments, and Meditations on the Word of God. And I should mention that she is the founder of the New Thought Institute of New York and the New Thought International, Inc., and it's an association of global centers for world peace and enlightenment. We're going to give the phone number out, so those of you that want to call in to see if you're the third caller to win the free new book, and if you'd like to talk with Dr. Linda, you can also do so. So it's your choice, but be sure to give Sean, who's in the house, your name, phone number, and email. And the numbers here are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234.